So this exercise is mindful breathing. And all that we're going to do is sit and breathe. So to begin, simply taking a seat, finding a posture that's comfortable, but one that's also upright enough and alert enough that you won't fall asleep while we're doing this. Now bringing your awareness into the body in this moment. And perhaps beginning with an awareness of the stable base of your body as you're seated here. The way that the feet are supported by the floor, and the way that your legs and back are supported by the chair. Allowing the torso to rest on the base of the body with ease, and feeling the body as a whole in this upright posture. So for this moment, we're just sitting. We might notice sensations on the skin, and perhaps where the clothing touches the skin, or where the air in the room meets the skin of the face or hands. We might notice sensations in our hands, wherever they're resting, in our lap, or folded in some way. And if it's comfortable in this moment, allowing yourself to soften, just allowing the face and eyes to soften, allowing the muscles of the body to settle into this seated position. And perhaps even allowing the jaw to open slightly so that you can hold this posture and position with ease. And when you're ready, bringing your attention to the movement of the breath in the body, noticing the feeling of the breath as you inhale and exhale, feeling the sensations of the breath as it enters the mouth and nose, as the lungs fill, and as the lungs empty and the breath leaves the body. And you might notice the motion of the chest expanding with each breath, contracting as you breathe out. You might notice that the belly rises as you breathe in and then falls again as you breathe out. We're just allowing ourselves to observe whatever sensations are most vivid in the movement of the breath in the body. We're not attempting to control or change the breath in any way, not attempting to breathe in a particular way. Simply allowing the breath to come and go of its own accord. We might see if we could bring a curious attention to how the breath feels in this moment. Not thinking about the breath, but feeling it. experiencing it with the body? Is it deep or shallow? Is it fast or slow? Does the breath come and go smoothly as it enters and leaves the body? Giving full care and attention to each breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. Noticing this ongoing cycle in the body. In breath, becoming at some point out breath. Out breath ending and becoming the next in breath. You may be noticing that the mind wanders at times during this exercise to thoughts or emotions or other body sensations. Now, that's simply what minds do. If your mind has wandered, note where it's been, and without attaching too much importance to the content of the mind or making some effort to suppress it, just gently bringing the attention back to observing this movement of the breath. And however many times the mind wanders, that many more times we can gently guide it back. Just allowing the mind to rest on the breath as it comes and goes. Seeing if we can stay in touch with the full duration of the in-breath and the full duration of the out-breath. Following the breath all the way in and all the way out. Noticing where your attention is now. Is it on the breath? Or has it wandered? And if the attention has wandered, having a sense of kindness for yourself and bringing the attention back to the movement of the breath in the body. For this practice, we're allowing the breath to be the center of our awareness. Thoughts and emotions and other sensations are just on the edges. We simply notice them and let them go. And the breath is like an anchor for the attention. the attention always returning to this gentle movement of the coming and going of the breath. And once again, if you notice that the mind is shifting away from that movement of the breath, just bringing it back, observing that the mind is interested in other sensations or thoughts, feelings, and escorting it back. And if you find that there is a very strong sensation or a thought that seems particularly persistent, that seems to want to take the center stage of your attention, you have a couple of choices in how you could respond. You could make that thought or that sensation or that feeling the center of your attention, and you could observe it, making it the focus, just as we've been doing with the breath. Perhaps making some space around that sensation or thought or feeling. And then when you're ready, going back once again to focusing on the breath and the sensations involved in breathing. Another option, if you're feeling a strong sensation or thought or feeling, would be to shift your attention. You could, perhaps, if the feeling is strong, if it's physical discomfort, you could move or reposition yourself. And doing so slowly and mindfully, paying careful attention to the sensations as you readjust your posture, and then returning to the breath. Or if it's a thought or an emotion that seems to capture the attention, you might note to yourself that you will bring attention to this at another time. And just noticing how that response changes your inner experience. And when you're ready, bringing the attention to the movement of the breath and the body once again. And just once again, allowing the breath to come and go of its own accord, without breathing in any particular way. Recognizing that whenever the mind wanders and you notice that it has wandered away from the breath, that is a moment of mindful awareness. And it's an opportunity to choose, once again, where you're going to place your attention. It's an opportunity to bring the awareness back again, lovingly, with kindness, to the movement of the breath in the body. now as we bring this meditation on the movement of the breath to a close, just noting that the breath is always with us, and that we can at any time during our day bring our awareness to it, even if it's just for a few brief moments. And we can, in those moments, explore the way that the breath sustains us and open up to the experience of being alive and breathing in that moment.